All right, social media at Ben and Kelly Show. Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, DMs always open. So you can always shoot us a DM. We'll turn it around and see if we can toss it out to our listeners, get you some clarity on a situation that you may be going through.
Dana wrote to us. She says, I've reconnected with the man I would genuinely describe as the love of my life.
Mm.
We dated in high school, lost contact when we went off to college. He's divorced with two kids and fighting to get full custody of them. Now, his ex has been diagnosed with a borderline personality disorder and will alternate between cursing him out and begging him to take her back.
Mm.
I've listened to the voicemails.
Oh, that's awkward.
She consistently lies and tries to use the kids as a weapon against him. We've gone out on a few dates, mostly as friends, and I'm falling in love with him again, but I don't know if I can deal with all of that.
Mm.
I'm afraid to take things further because I'm afraid she's going to go ballistic on me.
Mm.
So what should I do? Hang back and wait? Be a friend despite my feelings? What do you guys think?
Have you ever been involved with a boyfriend who had a crazy ex?
Yes.
So how, like, how did you deal with that?
I just tried to, well, first of all, I'm just like, you need to handle that.
Yeah.
You need to take care of your crazy. Otherwise, I'm not coming around anymore until you handle that. This happened in two different relationships.
Mm.
Like, one of them, she showed up in the parking lot of the apartment complex, was banging on his car. And I'm all like, you need to go talk to that and figure that out. Because I'm not going to be a part of all that. That is too much for me. And another one, he had been married. And she was committed to an institution after they broke up.
Yeah.
And then by the time that we met, she had written him a letter getting out of the institution, and he felt guilty about her being in the institution.
Oh, wow.
And I was caught up in the middle of that.
Okay.
And there was a lot of yo-yo. Obviously,
yeah,
it didn't work out
sure,
in either
sure.
one of those situations.
Yeah, so, man, I mean, Dana, if you're listening to Kelly's stories, you know, it's like, I don't know if, if there's a whole lot of great, you know, future ahead of you for that. But I do like what she said there. And it's like, maybe it's more like putting it in his court where it's like, hey, I really, you know, I'm falling for you. I think that we have a future, but, you know, your ex is kind of stressing me out here and got to figure that out.
Well, yes. And especially since the ex is yo-yoing back and forth between like still trying to get him back. So she is not going to take kindly to him moving on with anyone else. So until they get in a better place and he shuts that down once and for all to where she gets that, I don't know if they've got, you know, maybe this is just a timing thing. Like she just, you know, waits it out until he gets all of that situated to where he can move on and start to carve out a new life without the ex being so involved.
Now, there are a lot of people already who are taking the opposite approach. Like, hey, if you love him, fight for him. And so I think, you know, would love to hear from you, especially if you've been through this with, a husband or wife, boyfriend or girlfriend who had an ex who was just a little scary, we'll say.
Yes, and a little too present.
Yeah.
In the situation.
Right. 502-571-9970, because I think, you know, your story would probably be able to at least serve as a, okay, well, here's an example of one way of how it all worked out, or another way of how it all worked out. And maybe Dana can get a little clarity in knowing that. So 502-571-9970. Dana had messaged us, and she's been reconnecting with her high school sweetheart and really just kind of even saying, dropping the L word.
Yeah, she's fallen in love with him again. And the problem is he's divorced with two kids. He's trying to get full custody because his ex has been diagnosed with a borderline personality disorder and goes back and forth between like cursing him out to begging him to take her back. And so she's just wondering, look, is this too much baggage for me to deal with? Should I hang in there? And I just kind of shared personal experience with a couple of situations like that, that I kind of told both of them, like, you need to handle that because that's a little too much for me to handle. So if you deal with all that and you get that situated, then you can call me. But until then,
Yeah, and you know what? A lot of people are sharing their experience with dealing with someone that either has, you know, bipolar disorder or, you know, some other sort of, you know, borderline personality disorder or something like that. Jennifer on Facebook says, look, if you love him and he loves you, then it'll be worth the fight. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Appreciate that. Also a text from Katie who is like, hey, been in that situation. Both me and my ex actually have bipolar disorder, which is, you know, the mental disorder that is this man's ex has. But in my case, I'm not as severe as my ex was, but there was a moment where I was moving on and he wasn't too happy about it. And he was doing the same thing. I love you. Take me back to the exact opposite. And really at the end of the day, neither relationship at the time worked out. But Katie goes on and says, I will say that he has had some years since to really work on him and to where he is better at us moving on. And it took a lot of time. So that's what she's going
to
need.
Yeah, she just needs to be patient. And then maybe if he can get it all situated to where it's going to work and he's allowed to move on, then maybe it can work out. But the timing just may be off.
Yeah, yeah. All right, Andrew, the love doctor.
Well, I'm so impressed with Kelly. Oh my gosh, she is exactly 100% correct.
You know what? Hey, Andrew, you need to just stop right there.
Listen,
we need to dial it back on the whole. Kelly's wonderful. She's 100% correct. Everything
Listen,
like that.
Andrew and I could open a practice. I feel like at this point.
Hang on. You can open a practice with me. Absolutely, girl. Listen to me right now. She's exactly correct. This girl's got to tell this guy, I like you. I got feelings for you. But until you deal with that, that needs to be dealt with, put to bed, moved on, moved forward. Because if not, it will be drama in the relationship. It will be problems. There will be issues and stress that nobody needs. She needs to fix that, or he needs to fix that and move on completely. Once that's done, then maybe try the relationship out. And does she need to wait for him while he's doing that? Absolutely not.
Nope.
There's too many men and women out there for you to be involved in. But she has got to tell him, nope, you deal with that. And when you're done, you give me a shout.
Right.
Absolutely,
thanks,
Kelly. You rock, girl. You're spot on.
All right. Thank you, Andrew. All right.
Keep on loving, my guys.
All right. Yay. Take care, dude.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Hey, Lindsay.
Yeah.
All right. So what's your thought on this?
Well, I have a stepmother who has borderline personality disorder, and I can tell you that that's something that doesn't go away. It's no matter how much her boyfriend or this guy tries to set things right and make things clear to her, it's not going to get through to her. She's always going to probably teeter back and forth unless she seeks help. And so for her, she just kind of needs to make a decision if that's something she wants to be a part of.
That she wants to, like, invest in, you know, in the long game.
Or whatever. Because, I mean, there's kids involved. She's not going to go away either. You know, they're going to have co-parents. So it's rough, borderline personality disorder.
Wow. Lindsay, well, hey, thank you for sharing your experience.
Yeah, no problem.
All right.
Yeah, that's tough. I mean, it's just, you can't even imagine unless you've been in that situation how, you know, to navigate something like that. And there's kids involved.
Yeah.
So this guy's got, you know, a couple of kids he's trying to get custody of. And that in and of itself is a lot for him to process and work through. And I'm sure that he, you know, and then trying to start a relationship takes work too, that I don't know that he's got room for in his life right now.
Jessica says there is too much of a risk on all parts if you jump in it too soon. He will not be able to give you his all. You will not be able to receive the time and devotion you'd like because his focus is going to be split between children and their mother.
Yeah, and if she wants to, you know, she'd mentioned, like, do I just be like a friend to him? Because I'm sure he's probably going to need a friend.
Yeah.
As he's working through all of this too. And maybe that's just the status of their relationship right now. If it evolves, if things start to work themselves out, fall in place, then so be it. But in the meantime, she's a friend to him. But like Andrew said, don't shut yourself off from the possibility of meeting anybody else during that time.
Man, that's just a tough conversation to have.
It is.
But, you know, Dana, if you care about him, then maybe you do let him handle his own stuff? You say, hey, I think right now we just need to be friends. And then, you know, maybe if the time is right down the future, there can be more. Yeah. But you know, for now, you do you. And
yeah, timing's just not right right now. He's got some stuff. He's got ducks to get in a row.
Right. All right. Well, if you want to leave your comment up on the Facebook page, we have it up there for you to take a look at Ben and Kelly Show. But yeah, Dana, I mean, I know this isn't easy to probably hear because you probably want us to say, yeah, girl, go for it. You know, you're good.
Yeah, but it's a lot. And you can be there for him as a friend right now. But I think protect yourself from getting too involved with your feelings because you just don't know where this is going to end up. And he's got to figure all of that out. And he's got a lot on his plate right now. Mm-hmm. So let him do that. Be there for him. Don't stop your life in the meantime.
Yep. All right, Dana, good luck. Keep us posted.